And that will come in a combination of private local foundation grants and direct gifts from community members who really are invested in the project and what it will do for the community.
And you're calling the campaign Help Build Hope, and that is because this is hope for a new facility that you sorely need.
Absolutely. We have been operating out of a boarding home that was built in the late 1800s since we started providing shelter services almost four decades ago. And so the need for the facility is well documented and very obvious for folks who have been inside of it. And really, our organization builds hope for men and women every day. We are the safe haven in this community for people who fall on hard times and find themselves homeless or living in poverty without food resources. And so sometimes that very basic first step of moving on to the next best option is having access to those basic needs of food and shelter.
I want to just read some statistics about the need. In 1981, your current facility, when it was occupied, you provided 4,800 nights of shelter and 15,000 meals. Last year, in the same building, you provided more than 25,000 nights of shelter and over 130,000 meals.
Yeah, we've seen in the last four decades since we opened for services, we've seen about a 425% increase in the demand for food and shelter in our community. We really saw that spike in 2009 when the economy became difficult for many people, and we haven't seen that level off since then. And so we fear what we're serving now, about 100 men and women per night and about 365 meals a day, is our new norm for the foreseeable future. And we're working with the community on long-term efforts to address homelessness. But in the meantime, we need a dignified, accessible emergency facility to serve folks.
In terms of this new norm, the factors that go into someone becoming homeless are many. But a big part is it's just very hard to find affordable housing.
Absolutely. The populations that we serve at the Poverello Center are really as varied as the community we live in. About 30% of our shelter guests are discharged veterans of war. That's a growing population. We're also serving more and more first-time homeless, which, like you point out, are people who may have college degrees, who have very solid vocational skills, but after a layoff or just graduating from college are finding an incredibly difficult time.
Or a medical emergency.
Absolutely. Acute medical needs, medical emergency. So the needs are just so very different, and the barriers to finding housing. The one unifying factor that we do see is the lack of a safety net. Folks are estranged from family or disconnected from family. I think all of us know someone who would have been homeless at some point in time if not for a helping hand from a neighbor or a family member or a sibling. And so regardless of what other factors make housing difficult for people, that lack of a safety net and a support system is really paramount.
How much of a factor, Erin, is it that there isn't adequate mental health treatment available?
The lack of really comprehensive mental health care for all of our community members, those without access to insurance, and then addiction treatment are incredibly large factors in folks falling into homelessness. 45% of the people that we serve have a diagnosed disability. For many people, that might be a mobility impairment, a medical need. For the vast majority, it is a severe mental health disorder. And so that is a very important factor to look at when looking at addressing homelessness.
There was opposition and still is to the new location of the Poverello Center. No matter where you would locate it, there would be some opposition. And that's because people are afraid of having homeless people as their neighbor.
There's an incredible amount of stigma and fear around homelessness and what homelessness looks like. I think, unfortunately, it's easy for us to glob together all of the very diverse segments of folks who fall into homelessness and really identify them as what we see most visibly, the chronically homeless men and women. We know that that is less than 11% of Missoula's total homeless population. The other 89% are made up of families, veterans, people with health issues. And so it's really important for us to provide education about that. We have over 900 volunteers per year who spend time at the Poverello Center. And what's most telling to us is the concepts they have walking into the POV and then how that vision changes when they leave. And they really see that the vast majority of people who become homeless are our neighbors who are just struggling and need a helping hand.
The new facility will offer services the current facility doesn't. For one thing, you'll have accessibility for disabled people, and there will also be other available services that you don't have now.
Yeah, one of our favorite things to say when we talk about the new building is the new POV will not be the old POV, and that is because we have so many programmatic limitations just based on the physical layout of the building we're in now. So in the new facility, we will have semi-private rooms for veterans of war. That's increasingly important as veterans come back with traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, and they just can't sleep in communal dorms. We'll also have spaces for women who are experiencing trauma, private spaces. We'll have medical respite rooms, which we don't have now. We're serving more and more people who come to us in hospice care and spend the last weeks or months of their lives at the Poverello Center, and we want to be able to provide as much dignity to those individuals as we can in those final days. We will have increased supportive services, more educational opportunities, vocational training, things we just can't do now. And when you have the space, you can really help people acquire the skills that they need to have more opportunities.
The city and county have a plan to end homelessness, a 10-year plan. It's ambitious. How does this new facility fit into that?
We really see the new facility as a linchpin in the 10-year plan to end homelessness. While we work towards long-term solutions, creating more affordable housing, looking at mental health treatment and addiction treatment services and availability of those, I'm really working to get people housed as soon as possible. We know that there will be a segment of the population that always falls into homelessness, and we need a really well-functioning, effective, and dignified facility to act as that safety net for folks. And so when we talk about ending homelessness, we do really want to work on a preventative level to eliminate the number of people that fall into homelessness. We also want to recognize that some people still will, and our goal is to get them rapidly rehoused as soon as possible. So while we might still serve the same number of people in the homeless shelter as we're serving now, our goal is to serve them and to get them housed within 15 days, within 20 days, as opposed to 90 days or 120 days, which we see some people staying with us now.
What do you say, Erin, to those who would say, if you build a bigger facility, Missoula will become a magnet for homeless people, mm-hmm. that more homeless people will come here because there will be these new services?
Yeah, I think that's a common misperception. Missoula is such a compassionate and kind community. I think that folks assume that we serve more than our fair share of people down on their luck because of that. And the numbers tell us that's simply not true. So if you point on a map across the nation, you'll find that about 0.07% of any community's population find themselves homeless. And that's pretty consistent based on numbers from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Missoula does serve a proportional amount of homeless individuals based on our population. We don't serve dramatically more than Billings or other communities of our size. And I think what that tells us is that the majority of folks falling into homelessness are our neighbors, our community members, folks from Missoula. And I don't think a new facility will cause us to serve more homeless men and women. I think what it will do is allow us to serve them better and allow us to get them housed faster, which will be better for everyone.
And you, of course, hope to break ground this fall and be in the new facility by winter?
Yeah, so our goal is to break ground in August or September of 2013 and to be operational in the new facility by the end of 2014.
I've been speaking with Erin Fowler-Pahan, who's executive director of the Poverello Center, and she's talking about the Help Build Hope campaign. They're still fundraising for the new center. Erin, best of luck with the new center, and thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.